Iroquois Falls, Ont. The chill of the Northern Ontario hockey rink is a stark contrast to the wildfire warnings affecting one player's family back home in California. Iroquois Falls storm forward Andrew Scott, who played parts of two seasons with the Powassan Voodoos when he moved north to play in the Northern Ontario Junior A Hockey League, is closely monitoring updates from his family in Claremont, Calif. They're about 30 minutes east of the Eden fire that started on January 7 and was reported at over 14,000 acres in size on Jan. 11. Scott first learned about the wildfires on Wednesday afternoon through a warning on his phone that alerted residents to high winds and fire risks. Iroquois Falls Storm player Andrew Scott's phone has been blowing up with notifications about the California wildfires. He's from Claremont, California, about 30 minutes east of the Eden fire. Supplied photo. His family has not been directly impacted by the fires but has been dealing with high winds. The wind is causing the fire to spread rapidly while also causing things like trees to fall down, Scott said. But so far, my family's safe. So that's a good thing for me, being up here, knowing that my family is okay. That's all that matters to me right now. Scott's family has been helping neighbors impacted by the winds clean up their yards. He's confident that his California community will recover from this disaster by coming together and helping each other out. In a neighborhood app I'm part of, people have been saying that if anyone needs a place to stay, people are handing out clothes for free, food for free, water for free. So, I think everyone's been coming together and helping each other out, which is nice to see, he said. Iroquois Falls Storm player Andrew Scott's family helps neighbors clean up in Claremont, California. While they are about 30 minutes east of the Eden fire, the high winds are knocking down trees in their neighborhood. Supplied photo. This is not the first time Scott's family has experienced fire-related challenges. In 2018, an attic fan explosion caused a fire in their home, leaving them displaced for a year. It happened during a wildfire, but it wasn't caused by a wildfire, he said. That experience influenced Scott's decision to pursue a career as a firefighter. I'm in school for that right now, he said. Scott is currently completing a fire science degree through Mount San Antonio College in California. He plans to attend the Fire Academy in person this summer and eventually work as a firefighter, EMT, in his home state. While living in Iroquois Falls and focusing on hockey, Scott said he has been keeping in regular contact with his family. They handle this kind of stuff pretty well. I've been keeping in touch with them and making sure that they're okay. But they comfort me in making sure that I know everything's okay, he said. Sea related. Cochrane helicopter ready to help fight California wildfires. Scott said he's also found support from his teammates and coaches. Everyone's been checking up on me and making sure that if I need to talk or anything, I can go to them, he said. Before moving to Northern Ontario to play hockey, Scott lived in the Golden State his whole life. He's been living in Iroquois Falls for 2 years. Prior to that, he lived in Cochrane for a year while playing with the Crunch. Scott played a combined 22 games with the Voodoos to start both the 2022-23 and 2023-24 before moving north. Scott plans to return to the U.S. next year to continue his post-secondary studies while also pursuing hockey. He said watching something like this unfold back home is sad. Knowing that there's a risk of my family being in trouble, it's sad. But knowing they're okay is all that matters, he said. Marissa Lentz McGrath is a local journalism initiative reporter who covers civic issues along the Highway 11 corridor and works out of Timmins Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. Interview with Andrew Scott when he moved to play in the NOJHL with the Frontline podcast and Beta Day freelance writers Courtney Kenny and Matt Sukram.